This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Time now for us to check in with our Vancouver Whitecaps, and coach of the team, Vanni Sartini, is with us now. Good morning, coach.
Good morning, Sini. How are you?
I am good, thank you. When are you off to Minnesota?
We are leaving today right after training. We play tomorrow there at, it's going to be 5:30 in Vancouver. It's going to be 7:30 there in Minnesota, yes.
Okay, all right. So you've got to get the team going here, right? Because you've had a couple of draws. You really need to get something going here.
Yeah, you know, it's... We're actually performing well. We the last two games were really good against Dallas and against the Galaxy. We probably deserve to something more, but
yes.
we just tied the game, and you know, we need to continue. But and we need to get this win, because after Minnesota we have three games in a row at home here at BC Play, so there's a huge chance to make points here in Vancouver. So arriving with a little bit of, I would say, of a push with 3 points in Minnesota would be fantastic.
Right. Okay. How do you address that with the team then, coach? Right? Because I'm sure there's a little bit of frustration involved too for the players. Because as you say, when you watch the games, you're like, man, they deserve to win that game. How do you get them to? They got to keep pushing until they get that breakthrough.
Well, you know, the most important thing in soccer, but I think in sports in general, that you still have the, I would say, the belief of the players and the will of the players to do what we're working on. So we actually, you know, we watched a lot of clips on Wednesday on all the things that we did well during the game and how we are actually developing our style of play. And you know, it's you need to be a little bit of a broken record sometimes and telling them, hey guys, it's okay, the win is coming, the team is performing well, and to continue working on and what you're doing. So it's a kind of I would say reminding them that we are on the right path and really trust in the process.
Right. Do you ever think about maybe shaking up the routine?
Yeah, I thought about, I did a couple little change after the game that we lost in San Jose, so that they went well in terms of my routine to go to the game. So I'm keeping it for Minnesota. I'm gonna use the same same routine for the game that unfortunately for me, because it's tiring, includes also working out in the morning of the game, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's tiring for sure. But you also, I know we talked about this last week about the places you go to eat. So you're going to St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yes.
Now, what do you, is there a great place for you to go there too? Or maybe you need to find a new place. Maybe that's part of the new routine.
I will find a new place, because last year I went to kind of a pizza place and it wasn't great. And also we lost when we were in Minnesota. So
yeah, you need to find a new place.
For sure. That's, I would say that's my task tonight in the hotel, to look for, a good place around the hotel for tomorrow's lunch.
Well, I think you can go a little bit farther than just around the hotel, though, right? Like you can.
Yeah. I can. But you know, it's still game day, and everything can happen. You don't know. Maybe you get stuck in traffic, and the team has no coach for the start. It's better to have no coach than to have no players. But you know.
That's true. That is true. So do you think this one is particularly important, though, here, coach? Just because, as you point out, like, you need to get something started, right? So is this would you call this a critical game?
I would say not a critical game, but very important. Uh, I I think that it's every game when you want to, as you say, get started, become a little critical. And I say that I would say that it's important, and the critical, I would say, week would be the next week. So I'm going to already anticipate the thing, because then from April 1st to April 8th, we'll play three games in a row at BC Play. So that will be the critical week to have fans at home and to really put the season in the way that we want.
Right. And that's been a lot of travel at the beginning of the season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was Honduras, LA.
Yeah.
We went to San Jose. So, you know, it's good that after this game for a couple of weeks, you're going to stay home. So that's not bad.
Okay, good. Well, I look forward to talking to you next week, and go out and explore. Find some fantastic place in St. Paul.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I'll rate you.
I want to hear.
One to five stars. And
yes. Let's get a rating system going. Listen, good luck, coach.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. That is Vandy Sartini, coach of the Vancouver Whitecaps. They are in St. Paul, Minnesota tomorrow to play. Their game is at 5:30 our time, as coach mentioned there. And so you can check that out, of course, as always, on AM 7:30. Catch those Vancouver Whitecaps games. And as the coach said, they need this one, right? They've had a couple of draws. They've had a loss and then two draws in their MLS play. They did really well in other play, right? In the Champions play, but not so much in MLS play. So they need this. Time for a win. And you can, again, listen to that game tomorrow on AM 7:30.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.